From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
91 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Topeka, 90 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06. This is Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 3:30. At 3:36, Democratic Socialist and U.S. House candidate Melot Kyros celebrated an election victory yesterday in Denver, Colorado.
We won tonight, but this is about something so much bigger than this moment. This is a movement.
Several Democratic Socialists have triumphed in primary campaigns this year. We'll tell you more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas Fed Mary Prowl for Sunday Jayhawk Jukebox, Sunday, July 5th at 2 p.m. More at DoleInstitute.org.
Every dollar makes a difference to KPR. Every gift matters. $5 a month here, $10 a month there. The occasional $100 a month contribution. That's how it works at KPR. Individual donations from thousands of listeners just like you make up the largest share of our income. And that's why your sustaining gift is so important. You can become a sustainer. Sustain public media throughout Northeast and East Central Kansas at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Arch Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider with a Y, SpiderArchConstructors.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight and humid conditions with lows in the upper 70s. It's 92 degrees in Atchison and 89 in Abilene. It's 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the show. A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. I have some information on the terrible heat here in just a few moments. The time is 3:30.
It's not necessary to, quote, provoke the world at every moment. For NPR News, I'm Itai Stern in Tel Aviv.
And you are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas lawmakers want to know whether the state's child welfare laws should better reflect the different needs of children at different ages. Legislators suggested separating policies for infants, young children, and teenagers, arguing that different age groups require different approaches. State Representative Susan Humphreys of Wichita says two children could have very different needs despite having the same problem.
A truant 6-year-old is different than a truant 17-year-old. So I am very much interested in hearing suggestions.
Humphreys suggested looking at other states to see how they are handling the same issue. Emporia has moved a step closer to possibly getting a data center. The City Planning Commission approved new zoning districts last night that would allow data centers to be built. KSNT reports the proposal now goes to the full City Commission. Many residents at the meeting spoke out against the proposal. Further approvals are needed before construction could begin. Leaders in Wichita and Sedgwick County are now exploring the possibility of establishing a law school in Wichita. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett says fewer students in Kansas are attending law school, and that translates to fewer attorneys working in rural parts of the state.
If you live in one of those rural counties and you don't have access to an attorney, or you have access to one county attorney who just got out of law school and, frankly, has never tried a case, doesn't know know what, how to try a case, the ability to get justice in your community is diminished.
There are currently only two law schools in the state, Washburn in Topeka and the University of Kansas in Lawrence. Bennett urged elected officials to push for a satellite campus in Wichita that could be affiliated with an existing law school. Leaders say the next step is a feasibility study, which could provide data for the Kansas Board of Regents and partner schools to evaluate. A grocery store could soon return to downtown Kansas City, Kansas. Sam Zeff reports that the unified government is set to approve a lease tomorrow.
If the lease is approved by the entire UG Board of Commissioners, new tenants will take over the old Merck Co-op at 5th in Minnesota. The UG has been negotiating the lease with Santa Fe Grocers since April when the two sides agreed to a letter of intent. The lease calls for the UG to contribute $150,000 to remodel the building, which it will own. Santa Fe's rent would be $5,000 a month, plus 3% of the net profits. The company has an option to buy the building in a year. The Merck closed after only 5 years, saying the business was financially unsustainable. I'm Sam Zeff.
An extreme heat warning now in effect until 8 o'clock Saturday night for Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Osage, and Shawnee counties. That includes Lawrence and Topeka. An extreme heat warning until 9 o'clock Friday night for Atchison, Donovan, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas. Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Clay, Holt, Jackson, Nottoway, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. Everyone else in the KPR listening area will have a heat advisory until Friday night. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
And on Tuesday in Denver.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, many other frequencies too. Thanks to the generosity of listeners just like you, you'll find a complete listing of all of those frequencies at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Of course, that comes your way at 4:01. At 4:06, the Supreme Court's ruling that presidents can fire the leaders of independent agencies at will could lead ultimately to less regulation of corporate interests.
We are going to have agencies that are aligned with the president's priorities, and this president in particular prioritizes corporations.
More on that story and other takeaways from the court's recent decisions coming right up on KPR. Stick around.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org.
Extreme heat warning till 8 o'clock Saturday night. For Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Osage, and Shawnee counties, everybody else just still really, really hot all the way through Friday evening. It is 10 minutes before 4.
This is NPR.
If you want to know what's happening, you could pick up your phone and keep scrolling until you're dizzy. But to really understand, turn on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can do that tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition is what you hear Monday through Friday. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 91 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 4 o'clock.
Player was ejected from the match and is suspended from the following one. Yesterday, Ecuador defender Piero Incapié was sent off in a match against Mexico. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering memberships to help support the museum's mission of studying life, past and present on, to educate, engage, and inspire. Membership details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
92 degrees in Lawrence, feels like it's 101. The time is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, much of the U.S. is dealing with extreme heat, and this includes the city of Chicago. Now, you may recall that back in 1995, a heat wave killed hundreds of people in Chicago.
I remember going into a house of a senior, and that person was sitting in a chair, and they were deceased. The temperature in there was unbearable.
The city has since made some changes to better prepare for this type of dangerous weather. That story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Speaking of extremely hot and dangerous weather, we do now have an extreme heat warning until 8 p.m. Saturday for Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Osage, and Shawnee counties. That includes Lawrence and Topeka and Ottawa and Garnett. An extreme heat warning until 9 o'clock Friday night for Atchison, Donovan, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Clay, Holt, Jackson, Nottoway, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. That does include the greater Kansas City metro. Everyone else in the KPR listening area, you have a heat advisory until Friday night. Try and take it easy. Try and stay someplace that is cool. Get into air conditioning if you can. Stay hydrated with water and take some extra caution with your pets. Make sure they have shade and water, too. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Does it mean for Iran? That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
News headlines are coming up next. Extreme heat warning in effect until 8 o'clock Saturday night, the evening of the 4th of July, for Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Osage, and Shawnee counties. Stay cool if you can. It's 92 degrees in Lawrence with a heat index reading of 101. It's 4:30.
It's All Things calls to cut interest rates. Warsh reiterated the institution's independence.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas lawmakers want to know whether the state's child welfare laws should better reflect different needs of children at different ages. Legislators suggested separating policies for infants, young children, and teenagers, arguing that different age groups require different approaches. State Representative Susan Humphreys of Wichita says two children could have very different needs despite having the same problem.
A truant 6-year-old is different than a truant 17-year-old. So I am very much interested in hearing suggestions.
Humphreys suggested looking at other states to see how they are handling the same issue. Leaders in Wichita and Sedgwick County are now exploring the possibility of establishing a law school in Wichita. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett says fewer students in Kansas are attending law school, and that translates to fewer attorneys working in rural parts of the state.
If you live in one of those rural counties and you don't have access to an attorney, or you have access to one county attorney who just got out of law school and, frankly, has never tried a case, doesn't know how to try a case, the ability to get justice in your community is diminished.
There are currently only two law schools in the state, Washburn in Topeka and the University of Kansas in Lawrence. Bennett urged elected officials to push for a satellite campus in Wichita that would be affiliated with an existing law school. Leaders say the next step is a feasibility study, which could provide data for the Kansas Board of Regents and partner schools to evaluate. A grocery store could soon return to downtown Kansas City, Kansas. Sam Zeff reports that the unified government is set to approve a lease tomorrow.
If the lease is approved by the entire UG Board of Commissioners, new tenants will take over the old Merck Co-op at 5th in Minnesota. The UG has been negotiating the lease with Santa Fe Grocers since April when the two sides agreed to a letter of intent. The lease calls for the UG to contribute $150,000 to remodel the building, which it will own. Santa Fe's rent would be $5,000 a month, plus 3% of the net profits. The company has an option to buy the building in a year. The Merck closed after only 5 years, saying the business was financially unsustainable. I'm Sam Zeff.
It's 91 degrees in Topeka with a heat index reading of 100. The time is 4:35.
Support for NPR.
Country. They bought it in Philadelphia from a compass maker there.
There's no way Lewis and Clark could have known all that would come. The whole point of exploring is you don't know what you're going to find.
Explore history as we know it every weekday morning with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition is the program you will hear. A great way to start off your day with the latest news.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you'll stay tuned. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, Donald Trump has made no secret of his support for the cryptocurrency industry.
Many have called me the first crypto president. That's an honor. I really do consider that a very big honor, actually.
Trump has also founded his own crypto venture, from which he and his family have profited enormously. The full story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
91 degrees in Manhattan feels like 99. 89 in Atchison feels like 98. It's 10 minutes before 5.
That helps support digestive health by trapping and removing waste, designed to be taken every day. Learn more at metamucil.com. And from the Kauffman Foundation.
For better or worse, summer always seems to throw everything off. But even when your schedule gets thrown, Morning Edition keeps the same hours. We're here for you every weekday morning from NPR News.
We'll be here for you tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Join us for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It is darn hot. 92 degrees in Lawrence. Feels like 101. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and surrounding areas for almost 3 decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com.
90 degrees in Topeka, but it feels like 99. It is 5:06, and you're listening to KPR.
From NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, Kansas's largest library with more than 5.8 million items across multiple campus locations. Information on community resources and upcoming events at lib.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 5:30. At approximately 5:40, several Democratic governors have sent National Guard members to the District of Columbia ahead of the Big America 250 celebrations. But residents of D.C. have noticed them patrolling the city with Trump's anti-crime task force instead. Democratic governors are not pleased, and we are going to talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
KPR would like to hear from you. Take our annual media and technology survey and let us know how you use the news, music, and entertainment on Kansas Public Radio. Your response will help us better understand the needs and habits of our listeners and help KPR do an even better job in serving the community. Take the survey. Make your voice heard at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 89 degrees in Manhattan. Feels like 96. The time is 5:20.
Some energy experts are surprised.
This would be a win for its new leadership. It's a win for the Revolutionary Guard.
What does it mean for Iran? That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is the show with A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and your local host will be Matthew Algio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
News headlines are coming up next. We've had a change to the heat warnings. It's not a major change. They're still in effect, but I'll tell you about it coming up in our next news headlines. The time is 5:30.
Street after a weaker than expected report on U.S. manufacturing. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. I did mention that we've had some changes to our heat warnings. Many are still in effect, so here's what we know at this point. An extreme heat warning until 8 o'clock Saturday night for Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Osage, and Shawnee counties. That does include Lawrence and Topeka. An extreme heat warning until 9 o'clock Friday night for Atchison, Donovan, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Clay, Holt, Jackson, Nottoway, Platt, and Ray counties in Missouri. A regular old heat advisory until 8 o'clock Saturday night now for Brown, Jackson, Lyon, and Wabansee counties. That does include Emporia. And a heat advisory until 8 o'clock tomorrow night for Allen, Greenwood, Neosho, and Woodson counties. That includes Chanute. Elsewhere in the KPR listening area, still plenty hot, but those are the only places with extreme heat warnings and heat advisories in effect here for the next few days. In other news, Kansas lawmakers want to know whether the state's child welfare laws should better reflect the different needs of children at different ages. Legislators suggested separating policies for infants, young children, and teenagers, arguing that different age groups require different approaches. State Representative Susan Humphreys of Wichita says two children could have very different needs despite having the same problem.
A truant 6-year-old is different than a truant 17-year-old. So I am very much interested in hearing suggestions.
Humphreys suggested looking at other states to see how they are handling those very same issues. City of Emporia has moved a step closer to possibly getting a data center. The City Planning Commission approved new zoning districts last night that would allow data centers to be built. KSNT reports the proposal now goes to the full City Commission. Many residents at the meeting spoke out against the proposal. Further approvals will be needed before construction could begin. A grocery store could soon return to downtown Kansas City, Kansas. Sam Zeff reports that the unified government is set to approve a lease tomorrow.
If the lease is approved by the entire UG Board of Commissioners, new tenants will take over the old Merck Co-op at 5th in Minnesota. The UG has been negotiating the lease with Santa Fe Grocers since April when the two sides agreed to a letter of intent. The lease calls for the UG to contribute $150,000 to remodel the building, which it will own. Santa Fe's rent would be $5,000 a month, plus 3% of the net profits. The company has an option to buy the building in a year. The Merck closed after only 5 years, saying the business was financially unsustainable. I'm Sam Zeff.
It is 92 degrees in Lawrence, feels like 100. It is 90 in Atchison, feels like 101. It's 535.
It's All Things Considered from...
They say if you want to be a morning person, you should have something to look forward to first thing. Something like a cup of coffee or tea made just the way you like it. While you enjoy it, make Morning Edition your companion. No spin, just the facts, and no scrolling. Just familiar voices guiding you through what you need to know. So up and at 'em. We're here with you. It's Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
And catch Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in. Coming up in our next half hour, we will have an update of news headlines for you at 6:01. Then a wrap-up of what happened with this latest round of Supreme Court decisions. Get an overview from multiple analysts, including Nina Totenberg. Then we will learn about the state of Florida expanding a program to teach its youngest and most vulnerable children to swim. Why it's important, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
An extreme heat warning till 8 o'clock Saturday night for Anderson, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jefferson, Osage, and Shawnee counties. Heat advisory until 8 o'clock Saturday night for Brown, Jackson, Lyon, and Wabanse counties. It is 90 degrees in Topeka, but it feels like 99.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
And move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. And from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options. At progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This is NPR.
News stories don't start in a newsroom. They start when something happens, and people want to know why. On Morning Edition, we're here for your right to be curious. Listen every weekday morning on NPR.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, and K258BT Manhattan 99.5. You can also listen at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.